The main challenges of establishing unity between Muslims is obviously the Saudi regime, because they are occupying the holiest Islamic land, and that is the Prophet Muhammad's shrine and mosque and Mecca, where we pray towards. And they have been spreading this sectarian, extremist, deviant doctrine called Wahhabism, that was created less than a couple hundred years by a very, very extremist and deviant man, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab. And this was all established by the UK, by the English, the colonialists, the colonialist project to disunite the Islamic Ummah and to have the most arrogant and ignorant people ruling the Holy Land, because they knew that Islam was a danger to their evil project and plan. So they worked very hard to make sure that whoever is controlling this holiest zone is that he will be a person that will disunite the Islamic Ummah and that will work against unity of Muslims. So the main problem is that we have this system that is administering the most holiest place, and they have been working for years and years and years on influencing especially the Sunni schools and the Sunni scholars in the world to influence their deviant extremist ideology. And this ideology has a after effect and long-term effect that will continue to disrupt and disunite the Muslims. And we've seen how they gave fatwas to justify and to support the killing of Muslims in Syria, killing the Muslims in Iraq, and suicide bombers, things like this, in Lebanon. Anywhere they can have their hands in there. And obviously this is by the request and instructions of the American regime and the UK regime. So this influence and this spread, and obviously they also landed in a very, very rich land with gas and oil, right? We're talking about in the eastern province where Aramco is, and they've been using all these funds and all this money to buy the consciousness of some of the scholars and to spread their ideology and to support let's just say donate money to mosques in the world or build mosques. And obviously this is all under the approval of the West. And,